passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show. Here on OM Times, where we're changing the world, wait for it, one OM at a time. And here every week on the Dr. Kevin Show, we like to challenge everything and everyone. We bring guests in to help take you outside your box, to expose you to some insights or truths or different perspectives, and to expand your realities. Remember, we are now a live call-in show, and you can be calling us in at 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. Or you can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin. And when you do that, you will see tonight's guest at the top of the Facebook page, and you can leave comments or ask questions, and we will bring those on air for you. If you're not listening to this Thursday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, then you are listening to a replay. You can't call in, but you can still go to the Facebook page, and again, that is facebook.com/mydrkevin. You can find the posting about tonight's show, and you can still put your comment, and either I or the guest will follow up on Facebook and answer it for you. So if you're listening to this as a replay or as in a podcast, you can still ask your questions and your voice can still get heard. Now, as we always start the show, I like to start with my hot topic. For those of you who need reminding, my hot topic is something that either makes me hot and bothered, hot under the collar, or makes me warm and fuzzy in the cockles of my heart. And tonight's show, my hot topic is actually about sharing something that someone shared with me on, of all places, Facebook. I know it's hard to believe, but yes, I'm taking something off of Facebook. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful, I think is the comment. This actually was a post that had to do that somebody shared about an open letter. And it was an open letter that was written by Larry Allen. And I'm not going to read the whole letter. The letter is on at My Dr. Kevin on Facebook. But what I want to do is, it's an open letter about being shocked to discover somebody is a liberal. And I'm not making this hot topic about politics so much, but the fact that we need to have some clearer understandings of what terms mean. We need to think beyond them as labels. A label is something that puts everybody inside a box. A label is a limit that's got all sorts of edges. For those of you that have been following me in the more than dozen years I've been on radio, you know that how I feel about boxes and why I'm always trying to take people outside them. But what we've done is we've taken the energy of things like liberal or conservative, and there are, and I posted, you know, I agreed with some of it, but I didn't agree with all of it. And even the letter says, you know, not all liberals are this or all conservatives are that. But what I like was that it was well written. And again, you can go and read it, but there was just a couple of things. You know, it said, I believe a country should take care of its weakest members. A country cannot call itself civilized when its children, disabled, sick, and elderly are neglected. Well, you know, that's a value stand. You may not agree with it. You may feel like it's, you know, survival of the fittest. But the point is, this person, without necessarily saying anybody else was a bad guy, made himself clear of this is what he means when he says liberal. Some of you out there may say you're a conservative, and immediately you get somebody cursing you or calling you all sorts of things. They may go all hate Trump on you or whatever, and that's not okay either. More and more in this life of mine, in my practice, on my shows, in my outreach to the community at large, I keep on going back to a very simple context, concept, which is negate hate. Get the hate out of it. State your truth and state as much of your truth as you can. And if somebody disagrees with it, choose the piece they disagree with. But look for the pieces that you agree with as well. You know, nobody, if all liberals thought exactly alike and all conservatives thought exactly alike and they had the exact same opinions, then we'd only need two people in this country, one liberal, one conservative, and then they could duke it out. But not, there's shades, there's spectrums. I'm working on a new book, and one of the things in my new book I'm working on is the illusion of black and white. If we want to take back our country, if we want to feel more empowered, if we want to make a difference in how things are happening, then the first thing, one of the first things we have to discard is the us and them mentality, the black and white, the making, the using of labels as insults or as can do no wrong, because neither is correct. We are a complicated, complex set of beings in a complicated, complex country that has lots of needs and lots of people with lots of needs and lots of things. And if we could be a little bit more patient, a little bit more loving, ask more questions, and spew less hate, we could get somewhere. And we need to shut down the people that are playing off our fears, triggering us, that are benefiting and profiting off our hate and whipping us up, because really, at the end of the day, we end up being no better than whipped dogs in all of that whipping up, because none of them in the long run are helping us any more or nearly as much as they are helping themselves. So that's my hot topic. Again, I'm going to let you read that if you would like. My comment on it was, I agree with more of this than not, most of it, then again, not all. And I put all liberals, conservatives, zookeepers, or clowns are identical. And the minute that you try to say all of everybody or everything is this, as a liberal, a conservative, a Republican, a Democrat, a Christian, a Buddhist, a pagan, then you're the clown. So wise up. Bring a little love and a little intelligence into the game. And stop taking the bait. Stop drinking the Kool-Aid. I don't care if it's Democratic Kool-Aid, liberal Kool-Aid, Republican Kool-Aid, conservative Kool-Aid. I don't care whose Kool-Aid it is. Just stop drinking it. Okay, that being said, I'm going to introduce tonight's guest. And just before we went on air, I asked tonight's guest how to actually pronounce his name, and I'm probably going to screw it up anyways. Tonight's guest is Rocky Krogfoss. He is part of New Beginnings Therapy, Quantum Emotional Healer. He had a very less than desirable childhood. I'm not going to go into all the details. They are all on the website, all on the thing. But he devotes himself to effectively implementing the healing wisdoms and techniques of new supportive quantum sciences merged with the law of attraction. He also offers online emotional healing in the world via Zoom. The healing process has been highly successful, helping men and women around the world heal all manner of unworthiness, fear issues around physical pain, mental health, and relationships. You can find out more from him on facebook.com/bepainfreeforever. And Rocky, are you there?
I am here.
And so our first couple of minutes until our break, I'm going to have you comment on tonight's hot topic, and then we can jump right in after that to where you'd like to take my listeners outside the box.
Well, I'm a Canadian, so we don't get too hot and bothered about anything anymore with the current state of discord in the United States, because it's pointless. But I totally agree with you that that, you know, whether we like it or not, people are learning and the people are getting sick and tired of us versus them, when in fact the real crooks, the real people causing all this trouble are where you should be focusing your attention, and that is the elite. And so while it's easy to push the button of people who claim to be right and wrong about everything, it is time now for everybody to take a pill and relax and realize that you're being used and abused, and you're being pushed into debates and arguments which help you pit one another against each other in the United States, and it's there's no benefit to it. There's only trouble. And ultimately, we want a society that is balanced and equal, where people are willing to listen to other people's ideas and not judge them and not certainly not threaten them. But, you know, in this world, it is time now for people to realize you're being used. You know, come on, wake up. Stay away from the hot topics. You know, it doesn't matter. Your opinion, your hot opinion, doesn't really matter. What matters is if you choose to stay in a balanced place, that ultimately creates an environment for peace in your country and other countries and the whole world. So you're right about the energy of love. And if once people understand what love really is, the conscious energy of what it really is, and that's what I'm here to talk about tonight, hopefully we can change a few minds about how to behave and how to act and how to not act when it's appropriate.
Now, you know, we've always had the impression that the Canadians politically are a little less vitriolic and a little bit more mellow, but that's looking from this side of the border. Are things as terse up there politically as down here, or is that a real perception?
No, no. The things Canadians are very, very forgiving and very, very. You know, they just don't get too angry about things. So there's people up here that do, yes, but for the most part, the largest part of the population just likes to be at peace and carry on and try to create a good life. And many people are aware of the dynamics of different political systems and religions in the world and how they've created conflict. And so we pride ourselves basically on staying out of conflict in that way. But we have our debates up here, that's for sure, and we have our hotheads up here for sure. But for the most part, we are peace-loving people, and you know, that's been our culture from the get-go. So you know, there's no explanation for why it just is what it is. And I was born into a country that, you know, for the most part, you know, is happy about being the peacekeeper and the peacemaker and creating peace on this planet. And our prime minister is a huge reflection of that right now. So whether you like him or not, the guy knows how to stay balanced, and that's worth a lot of goodwill, because we've had people in our political system that have been corrupt, have been out of balance, and so to have a person that, you know, you can judge him on his job and his results, but to have a person that does not join a fight, and God knows it's easy to join Trump in a fight because he's always swinging, but to not join him in that fight and stay balanced is an admirable quality, and that's basically the premise of what your discussion was tonight.
So, Rocky, you know, when you receive the information package, you know where I'm going to go next, which is, where would you like to take my listeners outside the box? Where do you think that they may be getting stuck?
Well, they're getting stuck in the illusion. I call it the robotic state of running to the pharmaceuticals, running to the doctors for drugs that never, never heal anything in terms of chronic pain, depression, anxiety, and stress-related things. They always create more problems than they solve, and they really never, ever solve anything. And I'm taking you outside the box to the new world of how healing truly occurs, and we can prove it now through the quantum sciences.
So I think for some people, I'd like you to define, because, you know, The word quantum gets kicked around a lot, but I think that there is a lot of different ideas of what that actually means. So would you like to give us, when you say quantum science, would you like to give us some definitions?
Well, Well, quantum science basically deals with particles and their behavior to certain stimuli. So quantum, you know, we can say that we now live in a quantum reality. If you're a spiritual person, you understand that we live in a quantum energy field right now, as opposed to before December 21st, 2012, where we lived in a three-dimensional reality. We now live in a five-dimensional reality, which is a quantum state, which is basically, quantum simply means it's in a state of love, but it doesn't look like it right now in the world, because we're all learning how to get rid of our old programs that we've had programmed into us for, you know, thousands of years. And so that's all leaving now. So that's why things are so chaotic right now, because the energy of the planet is at a much higher state right now, and it's forcing people to clear out their old programming from the past, which has been based in right and wrong, black and white, judgment and fear and unworthiness and all these things. And all these things are coming to the surface now, and it's creating, you know, a bit of a gong show out there, but it is clearing, and that's kind of like how it has to be with humans, because we're pretty stubborn, and we like to hang on to our fears from the past, even though we're subconsciously unaware of it.
Why do you think, and we have about a minute or so before we're going to hear the music and then we have to take a break, but why do you think people hold on to things the way that they do?
It's really, really simple. When you look at it from a very simple point of view, and I love to do that, it's what they're familiar with. And if you're familiar with the devil you know, then the devil you don't know, you hang on to it. But also, almost every client that comes to me says to me, I just don't know how to get rid of it. I don't know how to deal with it, because we have medical systems called, you know, psychotherapy and clinical counseling, and everything deals with the mind, the brain, but it doesn't deal with the true root of the problem, which is in the subconscious mind, in the DNA, where all programming is based. So we need to learn how to deal with this programming and release it, so that that experience that you're creating through what we call the law of attraction ends, and you start creating a different reality. So Einstein went into this in a big way, but there are multiple realities being created through your thoughts, feelings, and emotions right now, and certainly your beliefs. Changing that is the key to shifting and changing your experiences in life from chaos and pain and suffering to a higher state of enjoyment, love, and abundance.
So now when you say the shifting, how is that a passive? Do you see that as a passive process, as an active process? Did we get a wand back from the cleaners from Harry Potter? Can you elaborate again? I know, and we're going to listen hear the music any second now, but can you elaborate just a little on that?
Well, it is a gentle process, and it is a loving process, and there's only one energy that heals on the planet, and that's called love. Maybe I'll finish up after the music.
Okay, and we'll be right back with Rocky Krogfoss.
Yeah, very good, very good.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more. All to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times. We'd like to remind you that you can call in and be part of the conversation. We're talking to Rocky Krogfoss today, who is going to talk about emotional healing, quantum sciences, and how we can be pain-free forever. You can find out more about him. You can come to Facebook.com/MyDrKevin, and you can get all of his links and all of his write-ups and all of his information right there. While you're there, make sure you like the page, because I'm a likable guy. Or you can call in and be part of the conversation at 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. So, Rocky, you were in the middle of talking a little bit about the process of love and the shift that it made. Was there more you wanted to say on that, or were we ready to move on to our next topic?
Oh, I think we're ready to move on and get into the deeper stuff, sure.
Okay. So, now I'm going to ask you, do you know that there is a quiz at the beginning of this section?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, from what movie came Ignore the Man Behind the Curtain?
I have no idea.
Really?
Yeah, no idea.
That came from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, no, you know, that's many, many moons ago for me.
One of the reasons that I consistently use that to begin this section is because that's the moment at which the dog, I love the fact that it's the dog, discovered that the great and powerful Oz was really a con artist that just knew how to pull a few levers.
I remember that.
Yes, uh-huh. And I think that there are a lot of Americans and Canadians and people worldwide today that are having con artists pulling levers and are not really letting us see the truth about things. So the segment's called Behind the Curtain, and it is the segment where we ask people to pull the curtain back and expose us to a truth that has been misrepresented or misunderstood. And that's the question for you now. The answer is now for you to share with our listeners.
Okay. Pulling back the curtain of the illusion of the medical system actually healing is the big lie. The medical system in its entire mindset is about managing and controlling pain. Never is there ever any talk about healing the pain, because they're simply not looking in the right box to do that, because they're all now bought and paid for by Big Pharma. That's just the fact. And if you look at the results, and somehow or other, we just seem to miss the results, and we seem to just give the doctors just complete carte blanche to do whatever the hell they want and treat us the way they want with all this garbage chemical pills that they give us that causes more trouble and more pain and more suffering and kills more people. It's number three killer in the United States is pharmaceutical drugs. We need to realize that this is not a healthy way to take care of our body. There's lots and lots and lots and lots of information out there on how to eat properly and how to take care of your body, but there's not a lot of information on this new subject called emotional energy. And so I'm pleased to share with people why that's important, because it really is the core of how you create your reality. Now, let me just talk a little bit about what the human body is, okay? The human body is not physical. That's another curtain we'll pull back. And there are many, many famous quantum physicists who get on YouTube today and say the body is 99.9999% empty space. And that's just a fact. Even Einstein said 100 years ago, concerning matter, we've been all wrong. What we have called matter is energy, whose vibration has been so lowered as to be perceptible to the senses. There is no matter. So we've been lied to about all of that from the get-go. Everything is conscious energy. Everything is conscious energy manifest into a world that we think is physical. Now, if the human body is 99.999% empty space or conscious energy, then something has to happen to that conscious energy in order to create what we call an outcome or a reality. And what happens to that conscious energy? It merges with your core belief information patterns in your quantum DNA. And the information in your DNA, much like a computer, it has a bias or a frequency to it. For example, I'm not worthy of money. It's a very low frequency. And so that merges with your body and goes out into the world and comes back to you in a frequency called the law of attraction that produces that same result over and over and over again, that you don't get any money because you're not worthy of it. Now, this is all subconscious, right? So most people are not familiar with tapping into their subconscious, so they continue to go out and struggle and work hard and stress and get failure results over and over and over again because they don't understand that they're programmed just like a computer. So we have to ask ourselves, where do these programs come from? Well, they come from two things. They come from the patriarchal mindset, which is sort of the cultural mindset of the place you live. They also come from something called lineage, which is your parents' belief systems going back several generations. When we examine the truth, not the pretense or the mind brain trying to pretend that it's something, there's lots of people out there who are pretending to help people heal through mindset, and it never works. It never has, it never will. You have to work with a subconscious mind and shift the entire programming in your DNA to a higher state of worthiness to receive love, letting go of all fear-based thinking that you downloaded from the past, from your parents or from society, and limited thinking. So the only thing limiting a human being right now is your core beliefs. And so we want to understand what a core belief is, and we want to understand what that information is. And if that information is negative or self-judging or unworthy, then you're going to create that reality over and over and over again until you decide it's time to shift and change and heal that, so that you're giving your body the information it needs and the frequency it needs to attract to you what you really deserve and what you really want if you believe it. Does that make sense to you?
Okay, so yeah, it makes sense. Our belief creates our reality.
Yeah.
And we radiate out a certain frequency, vibration, energy, and it's going to attract like frequency, vibration, and energy.
That's correct.
So now, and you know, on this show, we often talk about MDs, as there are two kinds of MDs. There are minor deity MDs. You pray at their altar, you bow, you, if they tell you you're going to die on Friday, you better damn well die on Friday, or they'll make your life miserable because they can't be wrong. And then you have your managing directors who say, I've learned a lot, but I know that I know less than I know. And, you know, want to take what they have actually learned and add to it and help you get all the information with which to make better decisions. These are clearly still in the minority, but they are out there. So, you know, because I can't say, I will never say myself, and I work as a medical intuitive. So I talk to a disease, I talk to an illness, I talk to a thought process or a holistic thing. And but I'm never going to say that Western medicine is all bad. I think that it's taken some bad bad turns, and I think that the power was in the wrong hands for the most part, but that there are still some things that they do pretty well. How do you, if somebody comes to you and like, my husband has type 1 diabetes, and, you know, he wouldn't be alive without the insulin in this moment. And he got it at an early age, or even if you go earlier than that and somebody is born with something, how do you change a core belief of a six-month-old who's having epilepsy? How do you work with a one-year-old who was born with a missing gene and is not producing something like an insulin and is not going to live without it? How does that fall into that? Because those things happen. Yeah. And I'd like to hear how you would address those things.
Well, I wouldn't probably work with those things, because those are, you know, in my spiritual journey and the things that I've learned, sometimes you come to this planet with a destined kind of lesson to learn. And so sometimes there's things that happen, but I'm just here to say that, you know, that baby that grows up with that disease or whatever it is, or missing gene, that we now know that everything can be transformed and healed, and that even epigenetics has proven that your DNA is not your destiny right now. So we know that we can shift and change that conscious energy pretending to be a cellular body by shifting and changing the information. And one of the things that doctors do very well that they're not even aware of, they do very well, when I say very well, I'm being sarcastic here, is when they say to you, you've got this disease, there's no cure, you're going to die. If you believe that, guess what happens? You die.
Oh, and I know. I've been doing my work, have gone into somebody who said you'll be dead by Friday, and she decided finally to work with me. And she said to me, well, what's the first thing to do? And I said, well, I think the first thing you need to do is check yourself out, because they'll make sure you're dead by Friday if you stay here in the hospital. And she did, and she lived another 2 years. Right. And actually, she lived the healthiest that she'd lived in ages for the 2 years. And then she did choose to cross over, which it happens.
Yeah,
she did it on her terms,
right?
Not on the hospital's.
Right. So I was just thinking of something that you just said there. You know, the medical system, people buy into it so deeply, and they're so bought and paid for by the system that we don't realize that we have the power to change virtually everything in our body. And the information is out there now. It's public domain. But people have trouble believing it because we're so deeply ingrained and bought and paid for by this medical mindset and this physical world mindset that we don't dare to step outside that box and realize that there's so much science now proving that's all not true. It's only partially true, but it's not completely true. We are not physical beings. This is not a physical world. Therefore, if you change your mindset around this and open your heart and open your mind to the new wisdom that is scientifically proven, then you can step outside these boxes that have been created that keep us very, very limited and keep us very, very sick. And that just takes time. And so that's why I'm here, to just share with a little bit of information with people that there's a better way of doing things, and it's your choice to choose whatever you want. If you want to go with the medical system, fill your boots. But if you want to look at different, healthier ways that are going to be commonplace in maybe 20, 30 years, I don't know, take a look at this now, because, you know, the evidence is there that this works really well.
Well, that's an optimistic 20 or 30 years. I think that's an optimistic view, and not that I have anything against optimism. I don't know that we will have fully got rid of the shackles of having a small percentage of the world own most of the resources and the power, and they will never let it happen because they can't make money off of it.
Well,
but I'm rooting for it.
Yeah, but that's not taking into account the power of change in society and society thinking. And that's not also got to remember there are millions and millions of indigos out there right now. that are completely aware of the lies of society. And so there is a huge shift coming in terms of generational thinking and input. And so, you know, I'm just saying that the world's going to change very quickly. And we just take a look back, you know, say 30 years ago in Canada anyways. In the United States, you guys have always been a little bit ahead of us. But we had naturopathic and acupuncture and, you know, and chiropractic. And it was all voodoo when I was, you know, 30 years ago. I was doing all of these things, and it was all voodoo by the doctors. Now you can go anywhere, and the doctors are actually saying, yeah, go ahead, do that. So there's a mind shift change happening to a more natural and understandable and easy-to-understand way of healing. And once you get your head wrapped around what conscious energy is, I make it really simple. I don't like to make complicated science out of it. I make it simple. And conscious energy is an energy field of love, and when you choose to love yourself, and it's easy to say that, you can create miracles in your body. And that's what a miracle really is the application of a science you currently don't understand.
And I love that. I have to say this. I love this. I love that statement because, you know, I get into conversations about miracles. And, you know, and I'm going to be very honest with you, Rocky. I've been doing professional psychic work since the late 70s, and I'm coming up to 29 years into a full-time practice doing spiritual coaching, counseling, medical intuitive, all of this stuff. And, you know, science is constantly trying to catch up with us. But boy, they make our lives miserable till they get there.
Well, they do. But like I say, the evidence is so overwhelming now. All you got to do is, instead of looking up science, pharma-based science, medical science, look up conscious energy science and look at all the things that are happening right now. Start researching the people who know what they're talking about. Scientists, brilliant ones, Greg Braden, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Dr. Nassim Haramein, Dr. Amit Goswami, Dr. Lisa Rankin. There's so many out there that are out there saying, you know what, we've been lied to, here's the facts, and here's why these are the facts, and there's just a plethora of qualified genetic researchers, psychologists, doctors, quantum physicists, different scientists of different kinds, neurobiologists, all saying the same thing. We now know that your core beliefs have a direct impact through a frequency called emotional energy on your physical and mental wellness. If it has an impact on your physical and mental wellness, then we can reverse engineer it, so to speak, by shifting and changing the informational patterns in your DNA, which will allow the cellular frequency to rise to a state of love. And that in and of itself, and I've proved it hundreds and hundreds of times with, you know, people with migraine headaches, stuff like that, easy, easy, easy to heal. How does a person let go of a migraine headache in 10 minutes? I mean, how is that possible? Well, it's simple. You change the informational patterns about
so everything. Now, is this something? Oh, and there is our second break, and we'll be right back with Rocky
Krogfoss.
Krogfoss. I've been getting it right. I don't know why I just blanked. Probably because I had a question in my head for you.
Okay.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
Okay. 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hello and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show with Rocky Krogfoss, who is talking today about quantum science, emotional healing, and overcoming just about anything that could be affecting you physically by changing your core beliefs. You can find out more about him at facebook.com, pain-free forever. Or you can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, and you have all his links and information there. Make sure you like my page when you're there. I'm a likable guy. Or if you'd like to be part of the conversation or you have questions for Rocky, you can call in at 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. So, Rocky, are you still there, or did I scare you away?
No, I'm here.
So Rocky, what I want to know now from you, and like I said, I had like two questions collide in my head just as the music started, and then I completely spaced your name. it's been known to happen. So anyways, is what you do with people, if I had somebody call in right now, and say, you know, this is my issue, is this something that you could give an example of in the next 5 minutes?
It would take more than 5 minutes, but because I would have to find out whether they're really willing to take an honest, an open, an authentic look at themselves, because it's not something that I do. The client has to join me in this journey. I'm more of a guide in that way, but I also provide an energy field of what I call efficient and effective release of painful feelings and information. So we could do this, absolutely. And I have done this before, but, you know, we'd have to go through the question and answer process, and I need to know more about them. But I'll find it pretty fast what's wrong, what's going on. I'll find it.
Okay. About how long? We've got about 13 minutes before the thing is going to go. And I don't want to be unfair to you, but sometimes people like to hear the experience. And if nobody calls in the next 60 seconds, you can try it on me. Okay. If that gives you enough time.
Well, we'll give it a go. We'll just go with it.
Okay, so let's go with it. Go ahead. I'm an open book. So go ahead and let's tell me
what you would like to heal.
What would I like to heal? Oy, that's a hard thing. What would I like to heal? I've been having some in and out hip pain. It just shows up for a little bit and then it goes away.
Yes. Okay. So the hip is tied to support or non-support, and my guess is because you've been so much of a advocate for new ways of thinking that you've been amply unsupported in many ways by traditional thinking in our world. So. So when I say to you, feeling unsupported, does that resonate with you in some ways?
The concept of unsupported, yes.
Yes.
That concept.
Not only, not only the concept, the feeling, because this is a healing modality that asks you to join yourself in feeling. And to be blunt, men are brutal at it, but we can certainly allow for the true feelings to come out. So if I say to you, you feel unsupported in certain aspects, tell me how that feels to you.
It's interesting because the very first feeling that comes up is overwhelmedness is the feeling.
Okay. So overwhelmed is a feeling that in its very nature has a lot of, I'll use the term weight to it, a lot of weight to it. So if you have a lot of weight energy, so I'm just using metaphors right now because we can get into it deeper, a lot of weight to it. So your hip is carrying a lot of energy weight. And eventually it will begin to deteriorate. And I'm going to guess it's on the right side. Is that correct?
Actually, it's on the left.
Okay, the left side. You know what the left side is? The right side of the body is the masculine, and the left side of the body is the feminine. So when I say to you that the left side is in pain, it just means that you're probably in more of a male mindset. In other words, a fight against injustice, rather than an acceptance of injustice and learning to love it and let it heal through the energy of love. So the energy of the fight is what males are familiar with. They're also tied to linearity and justification and all that kind of thing. So there's an aspect of male mindset there that would probably need some adjustments in terms of its gentleness towards self. In other words, you're hard on yourself because you're trying so hard to educate the world, and you're judging yourself because you don't feel that enough is getting done.
I'm confused by something. So,
yeah.
So my pain is on the left side, but
yeah.
You're saying that it's a male set of issues.
No, I'm saying it's a female set.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I misheard you. That's why I got confused for a second.
Yeah, so the right side is the male, the left side is the female. So,
So
the female is not about a fight for rights, for righteousness. It's not about, you know, any kind of a fight. The feminine, or as we call it, the goddess, is about creation through the energy of love, and that's it. And most men and most women have issues on that side of the body. When it comes to being kinder and gentler, because we've been trained to insult and fight and justify and be offended and all these different kinds of things that I call the energy of the fight. The energy of the fight is something that will guarantee you that your body will react to it one way or another, and your reality will reflect that, as well as you'll have continual people, you know, in conflict with you. The way to release the pain from the hip is to go into a deeper state of self-love and recognition that the magic of who you are and the voice that you share with everybody is good enough without having to use the word attack. Do you understand what I'm trying to say here?
So, something feels slightly off to me, and I should have warned you. I'm a very intuitive. When I do a process with somebody, I'm very intuitive and I'm very blunt.
Yeah. And blunt is a problem. Got you stumped. That's okay. Not to worry.
Yeah. There's something a little off. Keep talking.
Yeah. So what I would do in this case is I would invite you into what I call a space of what we'll call a trance or whatever you want to call it. I'm not a qualified hypnotherapist, so we'll call it a meditative space, okay? And we would literally welcome pain without running away from it, without judging it. And we would welcome the pain, and we begin the process of feeding love to it through your own body. And you would find that the pain would literally disappear as long as you were willing to go there. And the problem would be is what are the programs now that are feeding the pain in your hip? And if the pain comes back, it means that you've got a program in there that's feeding it. And my guess is it's the energy of justice, the fight to be just.
And what keeps on popping up as you're talking to it is there feels like there is a I've lost a couple of support systems recently out of my life and some key ones. And so the justice, I mean, I've my fight for justice, I mean, I was fighting for justice at 4 and I haven't slowed down since. I definitely, what I feel as you're asking me to turn my perspective inward is like a lack of nurtured based understanding support.
Perfect. That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. And the lack of nourishment at that level, that is the creator of pain. It's as simple as you just said it perfectly. The lack of nourishment, which is love. And, of course, we can go back to the childhood and we could look at different things that came from your parents that, you know, resulted in programs that have played out that way, perhaps through your life. And so the way to heal any kind of pain is to nourish it with gentle love, without any judgment, without any guilt or shame attached to whatever programs you're currently running. Because let's face it, all programs in your body, for the most part, are learned programs from other people's mindsets. Therefore, it's not your fault that you're, you know, thinking one way or you're behaving one way or whatever it is that you believe. It's not your fault that you didn't do anything wrong. But what you're doing now is you're playing out those programs and you're recognizing that some program, nobody's perfect, right? I'm not perfect, that's for sure. Nobody's perfect. So you're playing out a program that is teaching you a lesson. Pain is a great way to learn that something is out of whack. And something needs your gentle, nourishing attention. And that's ultimately what healing really is the application of love to a program which has resulted in pain that will allow it to, without any judgment, to release from the body and reprogram with a new program called I Am Worthy of Support.
Now, the I Am Worthy of Support. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I kind of sort of know the connector piece to the pain, but knowing it and always being able to do it, something with it when it's your own is not always easy.
Well,
you know, sometimes
self-healing is an illusion. I'm just going to be blunt. Self-healing is an illusion. I defy anybody to be in the mucks of the painful experiences, and to be balanced and be the healer at the same time is impossible. I'm just going to call it what it is. It's very good for anyone who wants to do healing to have somebody to hold the space for them while they sort of drop down into the emotional context of the programs and the feelings and experiences from the past. You don't have to relive anything, but you have to connect to the feelings. And then, like I say, in order to heal it, you must feel it. So, and that means letting go of the self-judgment, letting go of the resentment, the anger, the abandonment, all of the different things that come into it. But in your case, you've been a warrior of clarification. Let's use that term, shall we? You know, this is an illusion. This is how it really is. And in doing so, there is an energy present in your body that, you know, doesn't serve you. And there are different ways of creating clarity without being so forceful, if I can use that term. Males are very used to warrior energy, very using force, using wisdom, using logic, and all that kind of thing. Even that has an impact on the body because it's not love. So, like I say, there's no right and there's no wrong here. There's just, in the act of helping people become aware of certain things, then There's a consequence when it's not done. Like your beginning opening statement was really beautiful. You know, it was beautiful. It was about the application of love. but we're not very good at it. We just have to be honest with ourselves. We're not very good at it. So the journey is within, and to see, how do I soften this up? How do I use different language? Different language has a different frequency, and we use a different language. Guess what happens to the pain? It disappears. Like it was an illusion, and ultimately that's what it is, because it's caused by the brain.
And it's so it's interesting, because first of all, I do want to say that I agree and with your statement that you know, whoever said healer heal thyself wasn't a healer who was in crisis. It was an academic who was observing, who probably, you know, because, you know, we draw our own experiences to us to learn and grow from, and we have things that happen. And, you know, in the last couple of months, you know, a major support system, long-term support system of mine died, who provided a lot of supportive, understanding, nurturing, who in essence can never be replaced as the role she played in my life, doesn't mean that other people won't come into my life and help. But I want to thank Rocky Krogfoss. And thank you for coming on the show. Go to facebook.com/mydrkevin. You'll read all about him. You'll be able to get to his stuff. Rocky, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I would love to do this again sometime.
Great.